your thoughts on finishing the season 9-7, but no playoffs to go to.
It was a good season. A lot of ups and downs. You know, we definitely learned from what happened this year. It's unfortunate that we're not in there, but you know, it's definitely some positives we can take away from the season.
Sean, I know you're disappointed you didn't make the playoffs, but personally for you, you feel like this was your best season?
I don't know. I'm not really into you know, thinking of it as that, you know, especially not at this point in the year. I did have a decent year. The secondary did finish number two in pass defense.
Right.
So, you know, I think I'm more proud of that than, you know, just my overall play.
Talk about guys like Philip Gaines and Jamel Fleming and how far maybe they've come along since they showed up here. Do you see a big improvement in those guys?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, you have a guy who didn't start with us and, you know, OTAs and things like that, and kind of just picked him up and threw him into the fire. And then you have a rookie who was asked to step up and play a big role. And, you know, they both came in and did what they had to do. I think it speaks, you know, a lot on how much they prepare and the coaching and all this and that. And, you know, guys came out and balled out at the end of the day. That's all you guys.
Sean, oftentimes when a team has a year like you guys had last year, the 11-5 and into the playoffs, sometimes because of the way the NFL set up, the parity, the draft, the schedule, teams do take a step back the next year. How do you see this team getting back next year?
You start from scratch. Mm-hmm. You go back to the drawing board. I remember it was 0-0. Not really worried about the schedule or what happened last year, things of that nature. Should I come out and play and finish? You know, we definitely show we're capable of beating, you know, the top teams in the NFL. We just let a couple games slip away from us. That unfortunately can make the bite us.
Is that the most frustrating thing? You beat a New England, you beat a Seattle, you know, these number one seeds. But
Nah. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we put ourselves in this position. So, yeah, taking it around with it.
Is that really kind of it? If you look back and said, what would have gotten us over the hump? Was it the, you know, maybe not the right inability to not finish? Or?
I'm not really a what would have guy. You know, I don't like playing the what ifs. You know, it happened, it happened. Like I said, we put ourselves in this situation, and we got to learn. You know, we definitely got to finish and take care of the games that we're supposed to win.
As a player now, what do you do now? I mean, is it time to take
rest,
a vacation?
Yeah, my body's beat up, man. It's time to go, you know, recover, you know, take a break, and then get back to work.
We see these video game numbers every week, 300-yard passers, 35 points a game, and you guys didn't have a 300-yard passer against you or a 30-point team score against you. Is there a source of pride as a unit you take, and you can look at those things going into next year in terms of growth and getting better?
I mean, yeah, you definitely want to, you know, build from that. You know, we definitely took pride in that. Our front seven did an amazing job, and in the back end, we tried to hold it down as much as we could. You know, going forward, we don't know how much the roster is going to change and things of that nature. That's up to the front office upstairs. So, you know, but whoever does come back, you know, we're going to make sure that we kind of keep the standard going around here and try and repeat this kind of success.